on the defense right now. Trump holds the cards, so to speak. This isn't his first rodeo. This will be his second term as president, and Joe Biden does not seem like he's up for the task of even debating, let alone running a country.
Megan, it's always good visiting with you. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more, where do they go?
They can go to my website, ReaganBabe.com, or follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at ReaganBabe.
In our final 30 seconds, where are you with possible litigation in D.C., in Georgetown, after you were brutally attacked by the mob, so to speak?
Well, we have to ID the criminals, and that's kind of, it's an active investigation, and so I can't really comment on it. But, you know, justice will be served, and I'm starting to believe that this whole mask fiasco had nothing to do with the virus and everything to hide and conceal the identities of the mob, which work on behalf of the Democrat Party.
Wow. Megan, have a great week. We'll all enjoy the debate tonight, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Awesome, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Coming up on the program, Rudy Giuliani is one of two people that tried to brief the president, help him out with his debate prep. You'll hear from Rudy Giuliani coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are. We got so much to do this afternoon. Plus, the governor's going to speak at 4 on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
It's just a touch after 3:31 right now. There is a crash. It's on the right shoulder right now. They've moved him over to that point. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. We're also getting some slow flows in a couple of areas on the Beltway. 215 eastbound at Green Valley. 215 west at the airport connector. Getting heavy volumes through the resort area of Interstate 15 on the north side around Tropicana. You're only averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour as you work your way through there. However, there's some good news to report. The two-lane flyover ramp, which connects US 95 northbound to 215 westbound, is now open after some 18 months of construction.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Las Vegas Aces are looking to advance to the WNBA Finals. It is a winner-take-all game number 5 today as they are matched up against the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut winning games 1 and 3, while the Aces won games 2 and 4. The two games the Aces won almost by identical scores. Game 2, 83-75. Game 4 was 84-75. The Raiders continuing to get set for their game against Buffalo coming up on Sunday. Injury issues continue to exist for the team. Head coach John Gruden is concerned about injuries to rookie starters Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It's so unique, so effective, that it's been issued a patent by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's the number, 800-258-3635. Bye Bye Fungus. Just say Bye Bye Fungus and hello, sandals. Gosh, I can't believe it. We're just a couple hours away from what's going to be an amazing, amazing night. We're going to be at Rhythm Kitchen, in case you didn't know, our debate watch party. And it's going to be so much fun. I mean, it really honestly is. Rudy Giuliani was one of the prepsters, if you will. He, along with, a host of people, but Chris Christie among them, the former governor. And a guy that may end up being in public office again. He helped, along with Rudy Giuliani, to prep the president. And I want you to listen. This is cut two. Rudy Giuliani this morning said, don't be surprised if Trump gets personal with Joe Biden. Here it is.
He's never been smart enough to be president, ever. He was the dumbest man in his grammar school class. He was left back in the third grade. He cheated to get through law school. The guy plagiarized when he was 21 years old. I really get offended when they do this. Oh, Joe's a really nice guy. Joe's a really big, big phony. Plagiarized Neil Kinnock's life. His family has made an obscene amount of money overseas. I'd like to know why the mayor of Moscow's wife, who's a good friend of Putin's, paid him $3.5 million. Why? We've got no answer for that. The press doesn't even ask. Why was he in business with a number of members of the Chinese Communist Party?
You're talking about his son, right?
I got the documents. He was in business with them. They were his. The vice president of the United States was theoretically negotiating for America while his son was signing up a partnership with the Bank of China, which is owned by China. And they concealed that from us.
So that's very similar to Hillary, where you thought a ripe target was the Clinton Foundation. It might be with the Durham probe, by the way. So clinically, all right, you're a political veteran. You go to prepare the president to debate. What's the difference in how you prepare the president for Biden as opposed to Hillary Clinton?
Well, you know, first of all, there's a difference between debating a man and a woman. I think Biden is a nasty enough guy that you don't have to worry about, you know, not being being too careful with him. I mean, he said terrible things about the president. So the president has every right to take his head off if he wants. I think this is a great opportunity for the president to really just be himself. He doesn't have to hold back very much. He doesn't have to hold back at all, really. And he's very well prepared. I mean, he's much better prepared now than he was 4 years ago.
Okay.
Just by the mere fact that he's probably had a debate every day. I don't think any president has answered more questions than this president. I don't have any doubt about that. Nobody has nearly had anywhere near the press conferences he has.
That was with Brian Kilmeade and Rudy Giuliani this morning on Fox and Friends. And he was one of the guys that actually was helping to prep the president. And we'll see. We'll see what limited debate prep, because this president is really on the stage all the time, answering questions and that kind of thing. It'll be interesting to see how the president... I think the president's going to come out swinging. He may surprise me and play rope-a-dope and play, you know, what they say in boxing is counter-punching. You know, take in all of the stuff that, Biden... And I think Biden's going to come out and be like a prosecutor and say, isn't it true, Mr. President, that you did such and such? I think there's going to be a lot of that. But you know what I think is going to happen? I think at some point the counterpuncher in the president is going to come out, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be something to see. Stay with us. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Coming back, one of the cable news shows went absolutely nutso this morning. Jim Sciutto of CNN went off on Tim Murtaugh. Now, you've heard Tim Murtaugh. He is a second-line a person in the communications department. Well, no, I'm sorry. Tim Murtaugh is. Jim Sciutto is a second-line anchor for CNN. Yeah. And we'll let you hear this explosion that happened. It's coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I want you to hear this. This is how bad it's getting. The media is getting desperate. We are 35 days away from Election Day. We've got a presidential debate that may spell the end of Vice President Biden. And I want you to listen. This is Cut 5. This is Tim Murtaugh. He is a, what is he, like a deputy, I think it's like a deputy press secretary. And he got personal with CNN's Jim Sciutto this morning on CNN. Here it is.
How much did the president pay in federal, and I'm specifying federal income taxes, in the years 2016 and 2017? Is it just $750, as the Times reporting shows?
Well, as you heard, friend, and as you probably read in the New York Times story, the president has paid tens of millions of dollars in federal taxes. And as the New York Times confirmed, the president remains...
Hold on a second.
If you're going to ask me the question, Jim, you might as well let me answer it.
Well, because the answer
the president,
doesn't
as
answer
the New York
question.
Times confirmed... The New York Times confirmed that the president remains under audit and has been under audit for the last 10 years. And he has always said that when the audit concludes, he would release his taxes. That audit is ongoing. No one ever wanted to believe him about that.
I'll get to the audit in a moment because the audit focuses on a $70 million refund he received in a year that he didn't pay in federal taxes. Just a very simple question because we didn't get it yesterday. I'll give you an opportunity today or I'll just take it as a non-answer.
I would note.
What did he pay in federal income taxes?
That refund that I told you, Jim, the president will release his taxes when the audit is complete. The time confirmed that it was ongoing. And
okay.
that
so
refund that you're referring to was made possible under a law signed by your former boss, Barack Obama, that allows people to claim losses in previous years
don't
and carry
go personal
them forward.
Here,
your
Tim
former
Murtaugh.
Boss signed that law.
Don't go personal here. I went to Chief of Staff to the U.S. Ambassador to China. Couple questions. So
it's not
you will
personal,
not
it's a fact. President Obama signed that law.
You will not answer what the president paid in federal income taxes in 2016 or 2017, or should we take the time
to correct
it? I have
just told you, the president... Look, Jim, voters care more about who is the better candidate to protect their jobs, to continue to grow the economy.
The audit focuses on a $72 million tax refund that the president claimed in 2010. Can you explain how he received a multi-million dollar refund in a year in which he paid little to no federal income taxes? Can you explain that to our viewers who might not understand?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Jim. It's because of a provision in the stimulus law signed, again, by your former boss, President Obama, that allows
Tim,
people to
claim losses
in prior years.
Tim, have you ever received a tax refund in a year in which you paid no taxes?
No, I have not, and
okay.
I am also not
I imagine very
a
few
multi-billionaire
of our
real
on.
Estate mogul
Did
either,
Did the president's
John,
businesses
sorry,
make
Jim?
Any money these years where he claimed these? Because it's either one or the other. The claims are legitimate because there were no profits in his business, or there were profits and the claims are illegitimate. Did the president's businesses make any money during these many years he paid little to no federal income taxes? He claims to be.
I'm curious, Jim. Have you ever asked anybody why it was that Hunter Biden got a $3.5 million Russian wire transfer when his father was the
Hunter
vice president?
In a moment.
Have you quizzed anybody on that little number? That's quite a maneuver. Why is it that foreign interests were shoveling buckets of money? Yes, and we also have an opponent in this race, Jim, in case you haven't noticed.
Because the question is, did the president's businesses
shoveling buckets of money at Joe Biden's family while he was the vice president?
Did the president's businesses make any money during these years where he paid little to no federal income taxes? Yes or no? Did they make any money?
Again, Jim, for the fourth time, the president has always said that he will release his taxes when the audit concludes. The New York Times
confirms
that the audit has been ongoing for 10 years.
Okay, let's go to the Russian mayor.
If you were under audit, Jim, by the way, these documents were illegally leaked to the New York Times. Would you like someone doing that to your taxes, Jim? Would you enjoy that? Yes.
Tim, I pay my taxes. I pay federal taxes, and I'll say on this program many times more than the billionaire president does.
Ooh. Needless to say, I have a feeling what Jim Sciutto was doing is exactly what you're going to be hearing about tonight. And by the way, you will hear it right here on this very radio station on AM 670 KMZQ. I hope you'll be listening at 6 o'clock. I think much of the nation will be. This may be one of these things where 40 million people watch a debate. And it's only 90 minutes, so we'll all be out by 7:30. And then the hooting and the hollering will begin. I can just about promise you. By the way, this hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I love those people. Stay where you are. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back and get you ready for Tommy White. Yeah, business manager for Labor's Union Local 872, one of my favorite people in this community. And by the way, he is a labor leader who's a conservative. Yeah. And my guess is, I haven't asked him, but I suspect I know the answer to the question, he will be voting for Donald J. Trump. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, that means you get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Call right now. Here's that number again, 1-855-REAL-WTR. What do I expect tonight? I think the president's going to come out swinging. It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't say at some point challenge the former vice president. Mr. Former Vice President, why do you need a break every 30 minutes? Why don't we just forego the break and just keep talking about the things that are important to the American people? Would they rather have you sitting back in some green room smoking a cigarette or enjoying a soft drink? Or would they rather see you out here talking about the issues that matter to the American people? That's the kind of thing that I think the president may come up with. There may be something from out of left field that the president comes up with. They are very, very creative. The Biden people are not very creative. It's going to be the same, normal talking points. Very, very similar to what they did to George W. Bush. The Bush lied, people died, sort of thing. I mean, they're so predictable. But I honestly believe that's probably what we're going to get from the Biden camp. Is nothing terribly creative. Will there be a memorable line that comes out of this debate? There usually is. And I have a feeling we may have something tonight. I don't know whose side it will be on, but that there will be, what I would term kind of a creative, memorable line. I think that's probably what we're going to have. Coming up, by the way, I'm very excited. Tommy White will join us from Labor's Union Local 872. He's the business manager there, and we'll have some fun with him. Obviously, Raider, the Allegiant Stadium is open, but not really, not to the general public. They're talking about doing some sort of tailgating or something down there. I don't know what they're going to do, but I will say this: I'm so proud of him and all of his men and women that built this thing right in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. Also, we'll find out top of the hour what the what the governor is up to and what he is proposing to do. We'll find out. This is such a big day. We got a presidential debate coming up in just 2 hours. Hard to believe it.
Yeah.
We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Michael McDonald will join us from Reno. And we're also going to be talking with Liz Harrington. You've seen her on Fox News a gazillion times. She will join us just minutes before the debate to give us her little preview. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Oh, and don't forget, I've got prizes to give away. I'm so excited. On AM 670 KMZQ.
These are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability.